Beta Perikei Mishnah Vav 5-6. So Misha Hayu Peirosa Biracheres. What happens if your stuff is in another town? So that means your stuff, let's say, is out of your tchum for argument's sake. So then that would mean that since your stuff is out of tchum and it's confined to your tchum on Shabbos, but it's out of your tchum, the same way, if you would wander beyond your tchum, you can't move out of those dalamos, you're stuck in place for the rest of Yom Tov for Shabbos. So too your stuff, if it's out of your tchum, is stuck in that place and can't be moved for the rest of Shabbos. It'll be confined, let's say, to the home in which it's in. So that being the case, Mishahayu Peirosa Be'ir Acheres. If my stuff, you know, my apple is in your house and your house is out of my tchum, so then it can't be moved. But what happens if, says the Mishnah, if you decide you get invited to come to me for Yom Tov? So you make an erev tchumen between your town and my town such that you can come to me for Yom Tov, because even though our towns are more than 2,000 amos apart, but they're less than 4,000 amos apart. So an erev tchumen could combine an area such that you can come to me for Yom Tov, lunch. If that's the case, the question is, would you be allowed to bring my apple with you to my place? So the Mishnah says, Ve'ervu v'nei osa ir lahavi eitzel mepirosav. If you make an erev now, so you can come visit me, can you and you want to bring my apple back to me also? Lo yaviu lo. No, you're not allowed to bring it, because as I said before, my apple is confined to my tchum, and if you make an erev tchumen, that doesn't affect my tchum, and therefore my apple is still out of my tchum and can't be brought out of its place. On the flip side, vim erev hu. If I'm coming to you for lunch, so I make an erev tchumen, so then when I come to you for lunch, on the way back, peirosav kamo, since my apple has the same tchum as me, and since coming into Yom Tov, I set up my erev tchumen, and my apple's within my tchum, when I leave your house after lunch, I can bring my apple back home with me. Because just as my home is in my tchum, so too is my apple within my tchum with my home. An important point here is that the case of the Mishnah has to be where my apple in your home remained my apple and you weren't a shomer on the apple. You recall we said a few Mishnahs ago that if I, let's say, give my sheep to the roeh, the shepherd, so the sheep's tchum are defined by the same tchum as the roeh, the shepherd, because the shepherd is the shomer, and a shomer who accepts responsibility to watch over, whether he's a shomer chinom, a shomer sachar, paid or unpaid, whether he's borrowing or renting, it doesn't make a difference. It's confined to the... He's the temporary owner, he has rights to it, and therefore that thing will be confined to his, the shomer, the watch person, the guardian's, tchum. So the case is when I left my apple in your house, it has to be that you didn't accept responsibility to watch it. If you said you're watching the apple for me and you take responsibility, let's say, so then it would be confined to your tchum, and the halachas of the actual application of the Mishnah would switch around such that since the apple belongs to your tchum, if you'd make an erev tchum and you could bring the apple, whereas if I made an erev tchum and to come to you for lunch, I couldn't bring the apple back with me.